In this episode of The God That Would Girl, Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study, we are diving into Acts chapter 12. I'm Stephanie Rodinez, and welcome to the Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study. My goal is to encourage the discouraged with scripture, inspiration, and resources to help you do exactly what God purposed you to do on this earth, become a Christian entrepreneur. The definition of a Godlywood girl is a woman of Christ who says yes to her God-given purpose, no matter what everyone else tries to say or do. So if you are stepping into your purpose as a Christian entrepreneur, welcome to the Godlywood Girl Sisterhood. You are my people, and I can't wait to meet you. Now let's dive into today's episode. And remember, if you want to join me for these live recordings on Godlywood Girl's Instagram feed, join me at Godlywood Girl on Instagram now. Let's dive right in. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to be able to read your word and hear what you have to say. Father God, I pray for forgiveness of my sins, Lord Jesus, and I pray your Holy Spirit here with us, Father God. Dwell with us, surround us, Lord Jesus. Be everywhere that we go, Father God. We love you so much. In your beautiful name I pray, amen. All right, my sister, welcome back to another podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to these episodes. I really appreciate you very, very much. And shout out to my girl, Laura, who left an amazing review for me on the Apple podcast review section. I really appreciate you. Thank you so very much. So today we're diving into Acts chapter 12. And this is what's happening after, remember, Peter went and shared the gospel of Christ with those who were not Jews. And then when he got home, the others were like, what are you doing going into somebody's house who's not a Jew? And Peter explained, listen, the Holy Spirit is clearly saying this is not meant to just stay here in our community. We're meant to spread this. And because of the persecution of the church, the message was spreading outside the Jewish community anyway. So we pick that up in Acts chapter 12, and unfortunately, we start to see what happens when leadership gets involved with persecuting people who worship the Lord. So Acts chapter 12, the easy reading version, verse 1. During the same time, King Herod began to do harm to some of those who were part of the church. He ordered James, the brother of John, to be killed with the sword. Herod saw that many of the Jews liked this, so he decided to arrest Peter too. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. He arrested Peter and put him in jail, where he was guarded by a group of 16 soldiers. Herod planned to bring Peter before the people, but he wanted to wait until after the Passover festival. So Peter was kept in jail, but the church was constantly praying to God for him. So these first 5 verses, so much happens. James is one of the OGs, one of the original disciples who walked with Christ. He gets killed. That alone for most people would be like, nah, bruh, I'm done. You came after an OG, somebody who was in the original 12 is now out. I'm done. This is too much. This has gone too far, right? And as Christian entrepreneurs, sometimes we're like that too. We start out doing something in our business, in our ministry, in our not-for-profit, and it goes horribly wrong. And we think to ourselves, oh my goodness, if this was able to happen, this can't be what I'm supposed to be part of. And so we abandon ship. But the apostles didn't do this. The apostles continued to pray. If you see, even when Herod arrested Peter and put him in jail, that's another OG. That's another original member of Jesus' 12 disciples, right? Who's now arrested. The church doesn't scatter. The church doesn't run. The church doesn't say, we're good. We're done. We're not going to say anything anymore. Please, Herod, stop coming after us. They continue to consistently and constantly pray. And in just a second, you're going to see how that prayer is able to manifest into a miracle. But in your own business, in your own ministry, if something is happening and something's going wrong, don't quit. Don't scatter. Don't get overwhelmed and say, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't take this anymore. Sis, that is your time to pray. That is your time to step up and say, my faith is bigger than what I see in front of me. And I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to lift this into God's hands. And I'm going to ask him to resolve this for me. I wish so bad that I had that mindset when I first started Godlywood Girl. I honestly can tell you from my heart, 100%. If it weren't for the Lord using my husband, I wouldn't even be doing this right now. I would have quit time after time after time. I remember one year in particular, I spent so much time and so much money doing this promotion, right? Near, right after Thanksgiving, it was a Black Friday sale. And all these other coaches had been saying to me, Black Friday is the best time to sell. This is the time to go all in because this is when your buyers are ready to make purchases. Make sure you prepare. And so I did. I prepared and prepared. I was doing pre-sale offers. I was doing my marketing. I was doing my emails. I created a whole brand new product offer just for Black Friday. When Black Friday hit, I opened the doors to my cart. No sales. By 12 o'clock, I sent a reminder email, no sales. By 3 o'clock p.m., I'm like, okay, maybe people were just waiting to see, to wait till last minute. Sent another email, no sales. By 9 p.m. that night, I'd gotten zero sales in my business. Zero. And honestly, I was mentally done. I was like, you know what? If I can't even make sales on a Black Friday, when that's when people buy stuff, I have no business being in business. And I honestly was done. I said to my husband, you know what? I think it's time for me to maybe focus a little bit more on work, focus a little bit more on my career and on getting a promotion because I'm not good at this. Nobody purchased from me at all this entire day. And you know what my husband did? He went to his computer and he made a purchase. He actually purchased the offer that I put out. And he looks at me, he's like, you can't quit. You made a sale. And it's making me emotional thinking about that right now. But I thank God for using my husband to help me stay focused and not give up just because things don't go the way I wanted them to. I wish that I had had the emotional maturity, the spiritual maturity to say, let me talk to the Lord about this. Let me pray to the Lord about this. Let me ask him what I should be doing. Because some of my best ideas in my business have come when I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, what you want me to do? And he reveals it to me. And then I execute it. And oh my goodness, look at these amazing results. Don't give up just because something went wrong. Pray to the Lord. Ask him to come through. Ask him to show you what to do next. He is going to lead you where you need to go, sis, especially when this is your God-given purpose. When you know God designed you to do this, he's going to take you where he wants you to go. It's your job to not quit and to give him something to bless. All right, sis, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Let's pause for a moment for today's sponsor. So verse 6, speaking of giving God something to bless, one night, Peter, who's in jail, by the way, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two of the soldiers. More soldiers were guarding the door of the jail. I don't know if you girls remember when they had put him in jail before they got out. So I'm sure that this time around, they're like, make sure that y'all keep your eyes on him the whole time. So Herod was planning to bring Peter out before the people the next day. Verse 7, suddenly an angel of the Lord was standing there and the room was filled with light. The angel tapped Peter on the side and woke him up. The angel said, hurry, get up. The chains fell off Peter's hands. The angel said, get dressed and put on your sandals. Peter did as he was told. Then the angel said, put on your coat and follow me. So the angel went out and Peter followed. He did not know if the angel was really doing this. He thought he might be seeing a vision. Peter and the angel went past the first guard and the second guard. Then they came to the iron gate that separated them from the city. The gate opened for them by itself. After they went through the gate and walked about a block, the angel suddenly left. Verse 11. Peter realized then what had happened. He thought, now I know that the Lord really sent his angel to me. He rescued me from Herod and from everything those Jews thought would happen to me. When Peter realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark. Many people were gathered there and were praying. Peter knocked on the outside door. A servant girl named Rhonda came to answer it. She recognized Peter's voice and she was very happy. She even forgot to open the door. She ran inside and told the group, Peter's at the door. The believer said to her, you are crazy. But she continued to say that it was true. So they said, it must be Peter's angel. But Peter continued to knock. When the believers opened the door, they saw him. They were amazed. Peter made a sign with his hand to tell them to be quiet. He explained to them how the Lord led him out of the jail, and he said, tell James and the other brothers what happened. Then he left and went to another place. Verse 18, the next day, the soldiers were very upset. They wondered what happened to Peter. Herod looked everywhere for him, but could not find him. So he questioned the guards and then ordered that they be killed. Oh my goodness. I love this scripture because if you didn't think that God is watching out for you, this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that every moment of your life, sis, God is looking out for you. God sends his angels to intercede for you. God literally has his angels interceding for you. So when you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm alone, I'm by myself, I'm trying to figure this out by myself, you are not. You are absolutely not. There are angels that God dispatches to protect us and guide us and help us to get in the right path he wants us to be on. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't think to yourself, this is overwhelming me. I can't do anything else. I'm all on my own. Prayer is the answer to any question you have on your journey as a Christian entrepreneur. Asking the Lord to intercede for you, to intervene for you, to tell you and reveal to you what he wants you to do. And what I love about this passage of scripture is that the angel doesn't say to Peter, you good, bro? You need a second? You want to, you know, comb your hair? You want to brush your teeth? You all right to go? Nah, the angel said, pick up your coat, tie up your sandals, get up. The angel tells him A, B, C, D. And Peter doesn't hesitate. Peter doesn't question. Peter's not like, what you mean? Like, I think you're about to get me in trouble. I'm not sure if this is real. This doesn't seem right to me. Peter just does it. So when God is revealing something to you and giving you the answer after you've prayed, don't question, don't hesitate, don't hold back, don't resist. Go and do what he is asking you to do. I remember in 2018, I was doing this new promotion and I was having a lot of, anxiety about how to go about it. I just experienced kind of like a burn with somebody who was supposed to be a business partner of mine. He turned out to be kind of a little bit of a scammer. Not like a scammer, but just wasn't really doing things the way I would biblically want to do them. And so we had a little bit of a falling out. And so the plans that I had originally, I could no longer do because the plans I had that me and him had discussed involved us collaborating together, doing certain things together. So when that fell apart, I was like, oh my goodness, like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, should I just not do this? Should I just give up on it? Should I just, you know, get rid of it? But when I took it to the Lord in prayer, he said to me, Steph, you're going to do your own webinar. And I'm like, I can't do my own webinar. There's no way. At this point, I'd done webinars, to promote School of Purpose, to promote eBooks, things like that. I'd never done a webinar to that point to promote an actual product or service or an actual service. And this guy was supposed to do the webinar, right? I felt like ill-equipped. I felt like I didn't have what I needed to have to pull something like that off. And I just resisted. I'm really transparent with you. I resisted and I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. In May of that year, my previous youth leader, I hadn't talked to her in years. She reaches out to my husband on Facebook and she's like, hey, your wife teaches business and entrepreneurship, right? And at this point, I was not publicly teaching business and entrepreneurship. At that point, I was still only teaching purpose products, even though I was partnering with that guy to kind of step into that realm a little bit. But I myself hadn't done it yet. And he told her, yeah, she does. And so she's like, hey, my church is doing an entrepreneurship conference and we'd love to invite her to come and speak and teach us what she knows. So we can't pay her, but I'll cover the hotel fee and all this stuff and all that stuff. And he tells me this, and this conference was in Orlando and we live in South Florida. He tells me this and I'm like, I can't go to a conference and teach a webinar to strangers about entrepreneurship. And Danny was like, why not? It's free. So even if you stutter and stumble and mess up, it was free. Just go and do what God is clearly trying to get you to do. And heads up to anybody who teaches conferences or events or webinars, you always want to pitch a product at the end because there's going to be a percentage of the audience who learned a lot from what you taught them, but also want to take the next step with you. And this is a Russell Brunson thing that I love. He has a book called Expert Secrets that explains his perfect webinar formula. So I, that it's really effective, by the way. So I was like, you know what? Let me put together a pitch. Let me put together an offer and then go to this event. So I did it. I was scared. I was terrified. I felt completely ill-equipped to do it. I felt like I didn't have enough cred, basically, to really be presenting this stuff. Even though I had a business that was generating income, I still felt like I hadn't reached enough of a level to be teaching this to other people. So I went over there and I'm standing in front of these people, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, Stephanie, you can either approach this pretending that you're like some amazing queen bee, this and that, or you could just be yourself, right? And so I decided just to be myself. I shared my story of how I failed in my first business. I shared my story of how I opened up God the Wood Girl and started selling books and started making profit through sales funnels. And I was like, I want to use this time in this conference to kind of inspire you for what you could do with sales funnels and your own business ideas. And I took that approach at the conference and just kind of like went through with each person, helping them come up with ideas for what their sales funnels could be. At the end of the event, when it came time to pitch, I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody's gonna buy this. Nobody's gonna think that I did anything. You know what I mean? Like, people are probably bored out of their minds. But instead, I was tempted. I was tempted to skip the slides that had the pitch on it. I was real tempted. But instead of doing that, I was like, okay, here it is. If you want to work with me to build your sales funnel, I created something for you called the School of Business. And then I walked them through what the School of Business was. That was the 1.0 version. It's completely different than what it is now, which is hilarious to me. But that was the original version. And I do this pitch. There was about 14 people there at that event. Seven of them signed up right there on the spot that day. And I was floored. I was stunned. I was like, oh my goodness, are you guys serious? They really signed up. They showed out. They signed up. And I remember one of the students who signed up, she dove into the material so fast, and she was able to get her sales funnel launched within a month. And I'm looking at her. I remember I was looking at her husband, thinking to myself, oh my goodness, if you hadn't opened up your mouth and just said what you know God was trying to get you to do all this time, she wouldn't even have this funnel right now. And that young lady went on to quit her job. Praise God. She sells t-shirts. She sells prayer journals. She sells prayer consulting. It's incredible. And it starts by just being obedient. It starts by saying yes to what God is telling you to do, even if you look around you and you can't see how the result's going to come out. It starts by just saying, listen, God knows better than me. He always will know better than me. And if he's asking me to do something, it is my job and my duty as his daughter, as his student, as a young lady who loves him and wants him to do anything he wants to in this world because he's so worthy of it, right? It is my job to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. So whatever God is putting on your heart to do, and I know for some of you, you feel it right now, you see it right now, you're hearing it right now because God has been working on you for so long. Whatever that is, say yes. Because at the end of the day, he always wants the best for you. He always wants for you to have the victory. And even if the road, the path there isn't what you thought it was going to be, you're going to be in your God-given purpose, sis. That's what God destined you to do. And the end of Acts chapter 12, it says, later, Herod moved from Judea. He went to the city of Caesarea and stayed there a while. Verse 20, Herod was very angry with the people from the cities of Tyre and Sidon, but these cities needed food from his country, so a group of them came to ask him for peace. They were able to get Blastus, the king's personal servant, on their side. Herod decided on a day to meet with them. On that day, he was wearing a beautiful royal robe. He sat on his throne and made a speech to the people. And the people shouted, this is the voice of a God, not a man. Herod did not give the glory to God. So an angel of the Lord caused him to get sick. He was eaten by worms inside him, and he died. Woo! How's that for karma? How's that for justice? Herod's the one who took out James. Herod's the one who tried to kill Peter. Herod was going after other Christians, trying to get them to stop spreading the gospel of Christ. And at the end of the day, because of his own pride, he got eaten by worms and died. So if somebody's persecuting you, trying to come after you, trying to get you to stop doing what God has called you to do, give it time. The Lord will always come through. He will always get that victory. Verse 24, the message of God was spreading, reaching more and more people. After Barnabas and Saul finished their work in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch, taking John Mark with them. So that is Acts chapter 12. So much to learn from that passage of scripture. And sister in Christ, if you are thinking to yourself, well, Steph, I know God is asking me to start a business. I have been feeling it for a long time. I'm just not quite sure how to do it. I have a free Christian business toolkit that'll teach you the kind of foundation steps of getting started with the Christian business online. You can get it for free by going to purposegift.com/businesskit. The link is in the description box of this video. And if you're like, well, Steph, starting a business, yes, that sounds amazing, but honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm a Christian. Well, my love, I have some really good news for you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And what that means is that being a Christian is trusting in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So if you want to make that decision today, it is very, very simple. All you got to do is say this prayer with me, and you'll say, dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose again. Today, I believe in you as my personal Lord and Savior. Sister in Christ, if you said that prayer, welcome to the kingdom. Angels are literally celebrating you right now. Your name has been written in the book of life. Nobody can take it out. Get into a Bible-based church in your area and get started getting to know how good God is. He loves you so very much. I always recommend starting with the book of John because it's literally like the Lord's love letter to you. And we did a study on the book of John here on the Godlywood Girl Bible study podcast. So definitely rewind a few episodes and check that out. And when you are looking for a Bible-based church, check out a virtual Bible-based church as we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Sisters in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you complete and total purpose over your body, mind, and soul in the name of Jesus and give you peace, mercy, and favor forever and ever. Amen. So that's it for today's episode of the Godlywood Girl Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study. Have any questions? DM me anytime on Instagram or send an email to hello@godlywoodgirl.com. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to grab my free Find Your Purpose Toolkit to help you get started living God's purpose for your life at purposegift.com. Thanks for listening, Godlywood Girl. I'll see you on the next one.